First and foremost, I do not own any of the rights to the music playing in the background of this episode of Water to Wine with myself, Ariana Red Wine. Okay, perfect. Now that the legal part has totally been disclosed, let's dive on in. It's Gemini time, and this is a special sign for me. They are truly dear to my heart. Let me say that my guest this evening is one of the most loving people I've ever met. But like any other Gemini, don't shake that loving tree too hard, because a branch will slap the shit out of you. The tree will never fall, though. They will never spend that much energy. I use that analogy because that's just how sturdy they are. But they give you life like no other. Like a tree, just to put it in, there's no better way to put it. Now, I have a Gemini son, two Gemini besties, and they are all very driven. My son is driven to be an engineer, and I can always lean on both of my besties to call or text before I hit any major crossroads in my life, and to make sure I don't do anything absolutely ridiculous. And I have a Gemini father that totally believes in anything that I do and believes in all my success and drives me hard, just like every other Gemini I've ever encountered. Gemini is one of the most clever, quick-witted signs I've ever came across. And I personally believe that Virgo is very clever, but I never like getting into a disagreement or argument or whatever you'd like to call it with a Gemini, because I always come out feeling a little bit shattered by the twins. But my dear listeners, if you feel like you are up for a challenge, go ahead and try getting into an argument with them, because just keep in mind, they are the leaders of communication. That's the key factor for them. And I'm going to drop the mic there and drop some facts for the Gemini. Gemini dates are May 21st through June 20th. With that being said, Gemini's element is also air. Air, I know I haven't really talked about air before, so I'm going to kind of breeze through it real quickly. Air and so I know I talked a lot about fire, but Gemini is the first air sign in the zodiac. Air signs are the quick thinkers of the zodiac, the party starters and the society leaders. They are great communicators and they retain knowledge well. And that's just a quick summary. I'll get into air signs a lot more. I did get into air signs a little bit more in a different podcast, and I'll do it even more in another podcast. But that's, like I said, that's just a quick summary. Gemini's quality is also mutable. Like Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, however, Gemini is the first in line. As I said previously, they are deep thinkers of the zodiac, philosophers of the zodiac as well. As a Gemini would say, if you like to know more about the air signs or the mutable signs, look it up or wait for me to explain it in another episode. Their ruling planet is Mercury. Mercury is the ruler of communication, messengers, travel and expression, same as Virgo. So, and I'm a Virgo, and maybe that's why we're such good friends. I don't know.
Could be.
I think that's actually probably why. Maybe why we can spend hours on the phone just for nothing.
Probably.
Your symbol is the Gemini symbol is the twins. Your the polarity, meaning opposite, is Sagittarius. The magical birthstone is a gate. And the metal is Mercury. Okay, cool. Now that the facts are done with, please let me introduce my good friend Chrissy Clark, who is a great mother, an accountant for a major corporation, an artist, and an intimate event planner, the godmother to my children, and a longtime loyal best friend. Chrissy, please introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chrissy Clark. You can find me on Instagram at Chrissy Clark.
And with that being said, I'm just going to jump right in and tell you a little more about her. I met Chrissy a long time ago, and I'm not going to disclose where, unless she'll let me. And you, are you going to let me?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay, so...
many moons ago.
many moons ago, when I was, I guess some people would call it an exotic dancer. I was an entertainer. And Chrissy was a waitress until I convinced her to become an entertainer with me. And then we entertained for a long time. And then we became really, really good entertainer friends. And then now we're here on this podcast.
No longer entertaining, no, by the way.
Yeah. Maybe. No, seriously, we're not entertaining anymore.
Not for cheap, anyway.
Yeah, no, that's the story of our friendship. I guess that was what,
that's where we're at.
That's a long time ago. Like you said, many moons ago.
Yeah, over 10 years.
Yeah, definitely over 10 years ago. So, I'll put all her info in the description. She didn't give you much info. She only gave you her Instagram. That was for a reason. Don't go hunting her down. you can find her on Instagram. She's got plenty of information there. And if you do find her on Instagram, don't start being crazy with my friend, okay? Because she's quite cute.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to start out with your decadent. Have you ever heard of that?
That I'm decadent?
No, it's actually kind of like, you know how you've been born on the cusp?
Okay.
Like, but you're not, you're definitely not born on the cusp. Mm-hmm. So you're a total Gemini.
Absolutely.
Yes.
To the core.
To the very core. Like, your rising sign is actually, hold up, your rising sign is Virgo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. And anyway, I looked up your decanate, and your decanate is actually the second decanate, because your birthday is June 2nd. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're jamming, huh?
Yes. Old school Southern.
What station did you put it on?
Old school Southern hip hop. We from the South.
Okay, so I just want to read this to you, and then I'm going to dive into the questions. So you're the second decanate, and it's ranging from dates June 1st through June 10th. Your key word is union. And your constellation is Orion. That's cool. The giant hunter, or magnificent strength and beauty. Of magnificent strength and beauty. Orion was placed in the heavens to commemorate his great bravery. Your planetary subruler is Venus. That's beautiful. Harmonious Venus combines with Gemini's Mercury to give you a deft social touch. People respond to your warm and effusive nature. The approval of esteem of others are important to you, and you tend to function best with people rather than as a loner. There is a sense of adventure in your outlook, and you enjoy travel because it exposes you to new experiences. Once you have made up your mind about a pursuit, you eagerly give it your best effort. Sharing is part of your life. You are generous with your time and friendships, and also with possessions. You have a great deal of sex appeal, and you are ardent in your expression of love. At times, you can be argumentative because you are so fond of your own ideas.
Correct.
You didn't even let me ask you. You didn't even let me ask you.
Oh, my bad. I don't know how to do these interviews. First one. Okay.
No, that's funny. Because really, I know you very well. So, yes.
You knew that that was true.
I knew it was true. Yeah, real talk. So, I mean, with that being said, I'm just going to... Do you mind me telling you what I think is the truest part?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. So, the truest part... It was funny because when we went to New Orleans, it was like this brave new experience for you because you were like choo, 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 all over the place, everywhere, and you had so much fun. So, and then when I've seen when you like travel with work and you do new experiences, like it's so much fun for you. So, I mean, I really, really think that that's one of the biggest things. Also, friendships. You are very generous with your time for your friendship, for your friends. Even though you'll be like, I only have like two of them or three of them or whatever.
Correct.
Like, you're, I mean...
I guess that's why I can make so much time for them because I don't have very many.
No, like, but seriously, the friendship thing really stood out to me, and I thought that that was really... But then it's funny, because the other part that was funny is hell. At times, you can be argumentative because you are so fond of your own ideas. When you were planning my wedding, some of my ideas were not great ideas, and you went to changing things, but what stood out the most... is the Halloween party. Would you like to tell them what you did at the Halloween party?
I came in and rearranged everything. I have a slight OCD. And it just wasn't... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. The feng shui was off. That's it. I had to fix the feng shui.
I have OCD, and unfortunately, I was not on my best behavior mentally, and I put the cups nowhere near the drinks.
Nowhere near. On the whole other side of the room.
And she fixed it, and I really appreciate that.
Well, the part that I find is the most accurate... would be that part about my sex appeal. You could just...
I was going to go there. run that back. But I already said that don't stalk my friend because she's pretty fucking cute.
I look better in person. My photos don't do me justice.
Okay. So it totally relates to you. That was question number one. Does it relate to you? And if so, please describe.
Yes, it does relate to me. I think we've just described it though.
Yeah, we totally did.
Okay.
Okay, so my next question is, this is going to dive back into you being Gemini. It has nothing to do with your decanant or anything like that. Do you consider yourself clever or quick-witted? If yes, is that a Gemini thing?
Yes, to both things. I am definitely clever and quick-witted. I do think it's a Gemini thing. Most Geminis that I've met, I feel like, are also very quick-witted. We're quick on our feet.
Yeah, y'all are very quick on your feet. That's why I don't like arguing with y'all.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
Yeah. At all. I don't recommend it for anybody. That's why I told y'all at the beginning, if you want a challenge, if you feel like it, if you're up for that shit,
try it. Bring it on.
Go ahead. It's not recommended there. Mm-hmm. In the next Gemini I put on, that shit there. Is gonna be even fucking funnier because these two together, when I have both of them together, both you and Randy.
Yes. Always a good time.
It's a hell of a good damn time. that y'all start the party. Like I said, y'all are society leaders. I really honestly believe that. I think that's a Gemini characteristic. Would you say so?
I think so, if we want to be. I think we... I don't think we prefer to lead. I think it just kind of ends up happening that way. We just kind of have to take charge.
You kind of have to take charge?
Yeah, because no one else is doing it right.
I take offense to that as a Virgo.
Of course you do.
I really do. I don't even how to feel right now.
I mean, sorry.
My feelings just got hurt on my own show.
On your own podcast. Well, hey. I don't know
why. I'm going to edit that shit out.
You brought this upon yourself.
Okay, so the next question is, I've read that Geminis are very curious, just in general about anything. And just sponges. You want to learn about all types of stuff. Is that the way you are?
Yes, I think that is very true. I'm constantly looking to learn new things or experience new things. And when I do learn of something, I constantly research it. I think if it interests me to just learn more about it. I definitely agree with that statement.
Yeah. I read over and over that Gemini can get not necessarily bored, but
yes, things
things can become dull for y'all.
Yes. It's like once we figured something out or mastered something, we need a new challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We get bored of things once we've tackled it and made it our bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say once you've mastered it, mm-hmm. just like you said, I think that was the perfect way to say it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That was huge honesty.
Thank you.
I love it when people come on and be honest. Are Geminis very sexual? I asked because I heard you guys are. That's not something I've read or anything. I just really kind of want to know.
Yes. Well, speaking for me personally, I am. I know a couple Geminis who I believe are also very sexual. I think it's also, it just has to be with the right person. To just really open the floodgates.
Well, what I did read is that y'all are very flirtatious.
Yes, because we do like a challenge. So I think for us, flirting is like testing the waters to see if we can commandeer your attention. We can be very flirtatious. And I think some people think that we're being flirty sometimes, but we're really not, because we are just like very friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be misinterpreted sometimes, I believe, because we're also nice.
Yes.
And we like to talk to everybody.
Yes.
So.
Read that too.
Yes. People think, sometimes they think you're flirting with them, but you're just really being nice.
I think that goes back to being the party starter, because in being the society leader, because y'all are very, very social.
Yes.
And it can be misinterpreted, and I would see that being a huge... what's the word I'm looking for?
Burden?
Yeah. For you guys, yeah, I can see how that could be a burden, because I don't see y'all wanting to be bothered often.
No, we don't. I don't like to be bothered at all.
That's not true.
No, it's definitely true.
Really?
Yeah, I hate being bothered. Don't bother me.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
You think I like being bothered?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Bothered, no. Now that I think about it, bothered, no.
Yeah, I don't like to be bothered. I like attention, but I don't like to be bothered.
Yes. Yes.
Don't bother me, but give me attention.
Yes. I think you like affection.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, affection. So that's the better way to say it. Affection.
Yes.
So that, oh, I have another question. So are y'all affectionate people?
I think so, yes. When we love someone, we definitely love to show it. I'm very touchy-feely. Like, I love holding hands. I love, you know, just being with whomever I'm with and being affectionate and just showing them that I love them. You know, through my actions. That was my cat, guys. Sorry, hear me out.
That's cool. So, do you feel like Geminis need constant change of scenery or need to travel often?
I wouldn't say constant, but I would say we need significant amounts of change and travel to keep interested, I think, and just to stay sane.
Why to stay sane?
Because staying in one place too long just kind of, for me, makes me go crazy, I think. Like just a change of scenery helps to break up the routine, and as much as, and maybe this is part of the dual personality in me, but part of me loves, like, you know, planning and being organized and knowing, you know, what's ahead, but the other part of me needs, you know, variety.
So are you, do you mean like, do you like to like change up your, when I say scenery, I mean, is it like changing up your living space, or do you need to like actually move?
It depends on how bad the itch is.
Okay.
Sometimes I can be satisfied with just rearranging furniture, you know, or going on a vacation, but then other times, you know, you live in places so long you just want to move. So it just depends, I think, on how stuck the Gemini is feeling at the moment.
Okay. I like that. Okay. How do you feel about friendships? We already kind of talked about this, of course, because we've been friends so long, but how do you feel about friendships? Geminis like seem to attract people often, as I said, and are very persuasive. I feel that y'all are actually some of the most persuasive people I've ever met in my life. My dad is so persuasive. I've actually never met a more persuasive person other than my dad, you, and Randy. you guys keep me very balanced and give me a lot of guidance, so to say. And also some of the best pep talks and keep me on a successful track. And I love that about y'all. And I feel like that's the powers of persuasion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't see myself as like persuasive, I guess. But I guess I can be. I mean, I am always right, so it's kind of easy to persuade people when you're right.
I'll just keep moving.
Keep moving right along.
No, seriously, how do you feel about friendships?
Oh, about friendships. I love friendships. I love my friends. All three of you guys. friendships to me are super important. I love my friends to death. I would do anything for my friends. And but I am very particular about my friends and the company that I keep. That is probably why I only have a few friends. But I do like making new friends. But I don't really talk to them a lot after, I guess. It's like casual friends.
Yeah.
Because then I get bored, I think. And it takes a lot, I think, for Geminis or me personally to just allow people in to like that other side or the, you know. So, sorry I got distracted by the song.
No, this used to be our shit. That's why.
So, yes, I love friendships. Friendships are super important. I think they need to, they're one of the most important relationships I think that people should have in life. And don't shit on your friends. Don't shit on your friendships.
Period, point blank. So, that brings me to something else. Are Geminis loyal?
Yes, we definitely are. If you've earned our loyalty and respect, then you'll have it for life. But once you lose it, you've lost it for life.
I agree.
Yes.
I think that you guys know how to love from a distance better than most signs that I've ever encountered.
Yes, because I am quick to put a bitch at arm's length.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Yes.
Do you feel like you have two different sides, or is that a Gemini myth?
Nope, that is definitely not a myth. I definitely do have two sides. I don't think it's as bad as people say. A lot of people, you know, are always like, oh, two-faced, you know, Geminis have, you know, two sides.
I'm glad you said that, because I want to put a... I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
The biggest thing that I wanted to do for Gemini here in this interview is put a into that two-faced myth, because Geminis are not two-faced whatsoever.
Yeah. We do have dual personalities, but we're not two-faced. Like, you, both sides of us are authentic. But there's a, I don't want to say good and bad, but for lack of better words.
Is it a yin and yang?
I think so. It, for me, I feel like I'm balanced. Like, one part of me is very, like, you know, self-sufficient and like to be alone. And then the other side of me is like happy-go-lucky, party starter, you know, just ready to have a good time. So I do think we definitely have two sides. We do have a mean streak. We can be very mean. That's why we just say, just don't push us there. Like, just don't take it there. Because you will get your head ripped off.
Yeah, like I said, that branch will slap the shit out of you.
Yes, it will.
But the tree won't break.
No.
Nah, the tree won't break. Because you won't put that much energy into it.
No, we won't. We'll let the wind just slap you around.
Yeah, I agree. I highly agree. Yes. I don't know where I came up with that story from, but it just made me think of times that you guys have slowly let me know that, hey, you're tripping. Both you and Randy and my dad. Ariana, what you doing?
You tripping.
Yes. Like the time you put your blindfolders on me?
Yes.
That was very frustrating.
Well, you were tripping.
Okay. Are you a free spirit?
I think so.
Please describe. And is that a Gemini thing? Because I read that y'all are very free spirited.
I think so. I think it's because we're open. I think we're just open to new experiences, new people. So we just, you know, we are air signs, so we just flow.
Yeah.
Definitely a free spirit.
Very adaptable.
Yes.
And when you go with the flow, can you go with the flow with anybody?
Yes. We might not want to or like it, but we can.
Why not like it?
It just depends on the flow. If it's like...
But you'll... I guess, let me rephrase that. So, you say you may not like it, but you'll do it. Is that part of that determination? I like a challenge. I'll just get it done.
I think so, possibly. Maybe a little bit of it. And just because we're people pleasers. So I think, you know, even if we don't fully agree or like something, sometimes we'll go against our better judgment. To go with the flow to maybe avoid, you know, arguments or, you know, displeasing someone.
I agree. Because just through observation, I would have to say that y'all are definitely people pleasers. And I've watched y'all please people
who don't fucking deserve it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, but I'm glad you did. So, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm glad you said that shit.
Yes.
But you know what sign hasn't done that shit? So
yeah, I think that's just a person.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Exactly. It all kind of depends on the cards you're dealt, really.
Right.
Like we talked about in Loose Lip Lies. You know what I mean? So. Sometimes you fall for it, sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is. So, I've asked you a ton of fucking questions.
Yes.
I've dug deep. I'm not going to dig too much deeper. I've taken a little bit of your time. And is there anything else you'd like to add about Gemini?
Only the most obvious thing, that we're the best sign. I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, I'm going to beg to differ, but I'm going to let you have it.
Yes, because I am always right.
Yes, but since you are always right and this is your episode, I'm going to let you have that you are the best sign.
Yes.
And since...
Shout out Geminis.
And since you are the only person that said at the end of their interview... Shout out to the Geminis and that we are the best sign. I'm definitely going to let you have that shit.
Yeah. It is mine.
It is yours. You can have it. Yeah. Until we get to the Virgo segment. Because
we're all right, I guess.
No. With that being said, this episode, we decided to name it Crown with Chrissy. And
yes, I think we should take one more shot.
One more?
Yes.
One more for the record?
Just to end the interview on a shot note.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We'll take one. We're doing it.
Yeah, we're going to do it on air.
On air, okay.
Yeah,
give
me your cup.
Okay, we'll get one more. Okay.
Why not? Let's finish the bottle. All right.
I want to put on record, I did not start this bottle off with her.
I started it last night myself. Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
To Geminis being the greatest.
To Virgos being her rising sign.
Ah, delicious.
Cheers. And if you chase Crown with a Red Bull, it's really, really good, actually.
Goes down real smooth.
Real smooth. I actually didn't know that until having this with you.
So delicious.
Yep.
Glad I could turn you on to it. That sounded bad. You might have to cut that.
No, I won't cut that. I don't edit shit. I always say that I'm going to edit something, but I don't edit it.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah, no, if you want to turn me on, just keep on going.
Yeah. I'm good at that.
The powers of persuasion. Yes.
And the pussy.
I might edit that part out. No, seriously, I'm really not. Anyway, this has been Water to Wine with Ariana Redwine. Like I said, this episode is Crown with Chrissy. This has been an awesome interview. Thank you so much for gracing my show. Thank you for coming on. It is really late, and I know that you stood up late for me, and I really appreciate it. So thank you. With that being said, listeners, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for your patience. Again, like I said, I'm so sorry that my signs are out of order. It's killing my OCD, but with the circumstances being what they are right now in 2020, this is just how it is. I'm giving you what I can give you the best way I can give it to you. I hope that you can take that with the, give me the grace and take it the way you can. With that being said, please wash your hands, wear your mask, sanitize, be kind to one another, love each other, and hit Chrissy up whenever you like. Her information will be in the description. And
don't bother me, though. Just say hi.
Don't listen to her. I don't have time for this shit, Chrissy. Peace. So, guys, I got Chrissy to add her Snapchat. I didn't twist shit.
I don't be posting shit on there, so.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Yes, all the nudes are there. Go check it out.
Hey, didn't check mine out because I got a memory when she's really naked.
I mean,
in New Orleans.
I'm sure lots of people have naked photos of me.
No, I'm talking about that one time when I was in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, Chrissy's naked.
Definitely wasn't even naked then.
I know. I was so fucked up. I just saw a leg and I was like, oh my God, Chrissy's naked. Anyway, I just had to add that to this segment, and also that I put the information of the book that I read, The Decadent, from, and again, that's the only astrology book you'll ever need, by Joanna Martine Woolfolk. I also put that in the description, so that's there. And I think I was supposed to add something else.
Oh, I was going to add that I was so rude and did not say thank you for having me on your podcast. So, thank you, and thank you for having me, and you're welcome.
Yes. Yeah, thanks. I shouldn't have taken that last shot. Anyway, this has again been Water to Wine with Ariana Redwine and Crown with Chrissy. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. But I'm going to publish this one, I think, before I'm going to publish the Sagittarius one. I don't know. I'm kind of confused now. So, if y'all get confused, I apologize. It's just a mess right now, but whatever. There's a disclaimer here somewhere, I'm sure. Anywho, that's what this is. So, we're leaving now. Peace out, you guys. Like I said, wear your masks, wash your hands, sanitize, be kind to one another, and thanks for your support, and thanks for listening.